be there. Thank you. Everyone knew that Uncle David had an avid interest in astronomy. He knew the names of stars and galaxies. He knew the dates, missions, and astronauts involved in each of America's space launches. And Uncle David loved to share his knowledge. Unfortunately, not everyone in the family shared his enthusiasm. As his nieces and nephews got older, they began to find his long, detail-laden expositions to be tiresome, and sometimes even comical. One summer evening, when Uncle David was having dinner with his brother's family, he introduced his favorite topic. "Did you hear about the spacewalk NASA is planning to repair the Hubble telescope?" he asked excitedly. "It's an incredible mission, the longest spacewalk ever. I heard that they're going to have to," and on, and you know, yada, 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 on and on. "No more outer space talk," cried Sarah, a 17-year-old niece. "I can't take a whole meal of us astronauts and light years and space dust and all that stuff." "Sarah," her mother interrupted. "You know, go ahead, David, we're all listening." And Uncle David says, "Never mind, she's probably right. I do get carried away." So that's the story. That's the story. Here's the lesson. Many people have their topic, whether it's politics, the state of Jewish community, science, war, health, or any of the thousands of other areas that occupy people's minds. Some people can supply very interesting information or offer thought-provoking opinions. Some people, however, appear to be obsessed with their topic. In regards to Toby's question last night, it was some being obsessed with themselves, which becomes the topic. To prevent such a person from monopolizing conversation when he or she is around, it is sometimes necessary to find a way to derail the topic. If this is the case, words can be chosen that get the message across without making the speaker feel like a boorish fool. No one wants to feel that his conversation, which he thought was informative and interesting, or perhaps amusing, was instead the cause of silent suffering all around. Therefore, to say something blunt, such as, "Is that all you ever think about?" is certain to cause the speaker embarrassment and is onas devarim, hurtful speech. Other examples of unkind responses include, "What a depressing, boring, or unpleasant topic that is. Who thinks about things like that anyway? Are you finished?" Anyway, nevertheless, sometimes it is necessary to get the speaker to change topics or stop speaking. This can be done in many ways that are gentler than an outright reproach. One can simply interject something interesting. So, for example, "If you don't mind my changing the subject, did you hear anything about the rain coming or the hurricane coming or, you know, whatever. Now, starting with, "If you don't mind my changing the subject," that is a very, very nice way of being able to change the subject. You're being polite about it. Maybe the person will even get the message, "Oh, why am I changing the subject?" Anyway, if one must say something direct, if it should be as absolutely gentle and polite as possible, taking into account that the message itself, "You're bothering, you're inappropriate," is one that stings. In some cases, the better route is to patiently hear the person out. This is especially so if the speaker is lonely and in need of attention. Once the listener has decided to tune in, he might surprise himself and find that he learns something new after all. In other words, if I know someone who tends to ramble on about a pet topic, I will, not referring to a pet, meaning that that's their topic, I will make an effort not to interrupt or stop him in a way that would cause him embarrassment. So the point is, and there are times, we sort of talked about this last night, that there are times where some people just get, let's say it's themselves, this is because we're talking about pride, the character trait or flaw of pride last night. And if a person is too prideful and someone asked the question that they were talking to this person who was all full of themselves, and what do you do in those situations? So we discussed that if it's someone who is that you rarely, it's just like an acquaintance you picked up at the airport, you're just driving somebody in, it's just a one-time thing. Sometimes you just have to grin and bear. They are who they are. Remember, they have their own relationship with Hashem, and I may not be the one to be necessarily to be their teacher of good midos, of good character traits. If it's like Uncle David, you know, someone who you see on a regular basis, and this is going to continue to go on and on, then we have to come up with a creative way. Obviously, ask first, Mom, what do you think? Your brother is driving me crazy. You know, whatever. You'll try and have maybe the mother, maybe it's not me. Maybe we can try and come up with constructive ideas as to how to proceed in such a case. Certainly, it's important to be able to not allow it to get the better of me that's going to cause me to react in a way that will produce something negative for me. That for sure would be the absolute worst. If it gets to the better of me and therefore now is going to drive me crazy, like what happens in a family member, Al-Anon programs, looking around, which is a parent gets driven crazy by the addict in their life, and it just then becomes, right, you got to do something about it. So the same thing is true here. And if a person is able to be aware of the fact that there are times that I need to grin and bear, and there are times that there might be something appropriate, the appropriate way would be first to discuss it with somebody else. But if it's only me, and I'm just going to add one other thing before I end, that if let's say everybody else loves the conversation except for me, then I have to think to myself, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe it's just me. So I don't like this. But you know, he's talking about, maybe it's just my thing with this particular individual. So there are a number of factors that need to go in to why someone rubs me the wrong way. And it's important to discuss it before I just blurt out like we had in the story for today. All right, let's open up for sharing. Stephanie, go ahead, please.
Is this happening on Shabbos that he was doing this?
What do you mean on Shabbos?
That he was coming up with the talk about this
in the story that I read.
Yeah,
that doesn't say so. Anytime. Shabbos thing that it's violating the Shabbos or it's Lashon Hara, you shouldn't be saying that. It was just a very harmless topic. Astronomy. I love astronomy. And he just every time he comes, talks about the same thing. And people are going, I had enough already.
Oh, okay.
Who else? Anyone else on this topic? Being inundated by someone. Who else? Brian.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My father, my mother, God rest her soul, used to kick him under the table gently, but he has a repertoire of stories, jokes, and we've heard the joke like a million times, and his delivery, his dialects, everything is really good. But once you've heard the joke, and he'll always preface it by, have I ever told you this story? And everybody's going, yes, Dad, we've all heard the story. And God forbid somebody goes, no, I haven't heard the story. Oh, here we go again. Okay, he's got his audience. So it's just one of his quirks. We love him for it.
And it's gonna be Shabbos tonight. I'm sure we're gonna be regaled again with something that he's told us a million times.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Jessica?
I went to house on a Shabbos afternoon, no, Yantif afternoon over Simchas Torah or something. And there was a boy there who I was warned ahead of time was on the autism spectrum. And his Asperger's, the way it manifested is he talks incessantly about right-wing politics and QAnon theories and all kinds of stuff. The crazier the better, but he's brilliant. And you wish it was astronomy and it wasn't something argument that could provoke argument. And because I'm not of the same political ilk, he gets a charge out of instigating arguments. And it was very difficult for his grandmother and his mother, except I found ways to connect with him. And they were so appreciative because he really has a hard time limiting what comes out of his mouth. And when you see it in someone and you're able to say, he can't entirely help himself, it helps it helped me to see more clearly that people I know who I don't know are on any kind of spectrum, they just are annoying, that I owe them the same kind of careful, thoughtful response and humor and well, the ways I chose my words. And I thought it was very eye-opening for me. And I think that it was a lesson from Hashem.
Very good. Thanks for sharing. Anyone else? So Brian, I just want to mention that you don't have to feel so bad because your father can get together with my mother, because my mother also has her same, those are the few things that just is in a constant loop. The only thing is that with, you know, yeah, and it goes quite often. The loop repeats itself. Shorter and shorter span of time, but it is what it is. Appreciate it now.
And my father passed away. That loop turned out to be helpful to us because we could bring him back in a minute.
Yeah.
All we had to do was start the story and there it was at our fingertips. We knew That's it so right. well.
Unfortunately, sometimes it's only when they're no longer here do we have that appreciation. Oh, yeah, I wish I would hear it once, one more time. But that's the way it is. Stephanie.
I have a really hard time dealing with people that ramble on repetitive, go over and over and over the same topic over and over at that, say, sitting at that one time. I don't know how to deal with it. I just get, I find I get really aggravated inside, and I'm the type of person, I'll sit there, I'll roll my eyes, which is really rude. But I don't know how to deal with something like that. You know,
well,
like
we discussed it today. So we gave some ideas. One is that, well, I'm not sure if it's something that you have to stay there. Let's say it's the Friday night dinner table. I'm just stuck here for the next hour and I'm going to have to, it just is what it is. So in one way, again, depending on who it is, like I said, you know, when my mother joins us every Friday, we hear the same, you know, but it just is what we have to learn, that that becomes part of respect of a parent. Now, you're probably not referring to a parent. So there's a couple of things. One is maybe you can go sit on the couch and read a book during that, you know, between courses or something while that person continues to ramble. Or you can, if you have something else that you'd like to talk about, the line that we introduced here is, if you don't mind my changing the subject, did you hear anything about, or do you know anything about, or I'd like to, you know, if you don't mind my changing the subject, .. and then continue on with what you want to talk about. You know, there are creative ways to be able to do that in moments of need without hurting the other person's feelings. So you don't necessarily have to listen to it. You go to the bathroom, go sit on the couch, you know, go help in the kitchen, go, I don't know, whatever it is, and let the person, or you can try something like this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. Candle Lighting Club today, 5:45. We're back on Sunday morning live at the Village Shul. I'm there live tomorrow, God willing. Also, for those who'd like to join. And if not, we'll see you back Sunday morning, 10 a.m., God willing. Wishing you all a great Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
Good Shabbat. Good and Shabbos.
A good and Shabbos. Another great week of learning. Shabbos. Back on track.
Thanks. Yay. Good Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you very much.
What did you say? 5:45 is candle lighting?
Yep.
Okay.
I think so. Just check the web.
Okay.
All right. Take
it. Oh, you've got it on there already.
Always. Nah. But check closer to Shabbos because, you know, Alana can call me and change the time if something happens with her kids or whatever. Just, you know, before, whatever you think it is usually half hour before candle lighting.
Right.
But check, you know, an hour before candle lighting, just.
I'll just send her a text.
Okay.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome. All right. Take care. Good Shabbos, everyone.
So Penny's going to get
Lori, have a nice time in Ottawa.
Thank you. Now we're going to be in person. I'm not going to be there, but that's okay. I'm being in person somewhere else.
Right.
Right. We'll see Penny's you soon. Going to get a hold of me.
Right. You're driving. Drive. Okay. Bye.